Oh, you are.
So being that today is Purim Katan, and it's a little easier for me to talk about Purim than it is about Parshat Tetzaveh, so I'll talk a little bit about Purim. So, about Purim, but negeh to always. So, this is Gemara, Megillah, if you base it off. Shalu Talmidov, as Hashem Ba'echai. Hashem Ba'echai is Talmidim asking, Mipneiman is Chayv, whose name shall Yisrael, Shabbat Yisrael, their Kaleo, why did Kal Yisrael deserve a Gezeras Kaleo during that time? So he said to them, you say Pshat, very interesting, Shaka Batai in the Gemara, he says, you say Pshat. So they said, they were Nana from the Suda of Achashverosh. So he said back, if that's true, then it should only be Yidin and Shushan. Not everyone else should deserve the great Xerus Claus. So they said to him, okay, so what's the Pshat? And he said, they bowed down to the Tzalem of Nebuchadnezzar. Now, my mistake is that it wasn't a complete Chazar from the Havamina, and we're going to see Mefarash soon that they were still part of the Einish was together of Zevazagirim. Part of the Einish was for the Avera of being Nana from the Suda of Achashverosh, and we could tie them together maybe. But let's learn up a little bit. What was the Inyan of the Suda and the Avera of being Nana from the Suda? So just look at the Gemaras. So the state in this Mefarash in the Gemara that part of Achashverosh's goal was to be mashal them by Arayis. So that for sure is the worst thing. No, Kim Shalosh Saini Zima. That's the worst thing. But there's really more than that. Because the Gemara brings earlier on that Amud, Machlekes Rav and Shmuel. Chadam Melech Bikeachaya, Chadam Melech Tipashaya. Was Achashverosh smart? Was Achashverosh not smart? Say that actually, if I had a thing from Chaim Shmulevitz, that he asked the Kasha that Rav and Shmuel, whoever it was, they're not just saying Achashverosh was stupid, he's saying you're stupid because you think that was a smart thing to do. So how could Zam Chalikis is saying you're calling the other one a tippish? So I think he said because a Rav Shiva daf nishvashtein politic, or a Melch daf nishvashtein politic. If he didn't know how to do it, then he's not going to tippish. Rav Shiva knew. But I think that's what I'll call him. Machlekes was, what was it smarter? What was the best way to make the Suda for the Bnei Shushan last or after the Sarim like he did or before? What was smart? It was clear that Achashverosh was trying to solidify his power, and this with the Suda was a way to do that. And you know, politicians, the only thing they want is to stay in power. So this was part of that too. And that was, you see clearly, it was that for sure a matara of his by the Suda. There's another Gemara that has a stira. It says in the pasuk, it says kishavas hamelach Achashverosh, which sounds like when he establishes Malacha. Then it says b'shnas shalish l'malachai. So when did this happen? Did it happen in the first year, right when he became the king, or not, or later? So the Gemara answers, really, it happened in b'shnas shalish l'malachai. But it happened la'achash nisyashva daitai, after he calmed down. So what was he scared of? He was scared of the Nevuas Yirmiyah. And Yirmiyah said that after 70 years, Klai Yisrael doesn't go back to Eretz Yisrael, we build a Beis HaMikdash. And he was scared. And he saw his Shver, Belshazzar, who also was scared of that, and celebrated when he thought that the 70 years passed, and the result was that he got killed and his whole melucha was destroyed. And he was also scared about the same thing. And he was waiting, hoping that the Nevuah would not be Niskayim. And when he felt that it was, because he had been from the Gullus of Yechaniah or whatever, when he thought that did pass, then he was calm and he was ready to make this tremendous Suda. So it's a pella though that he thought it was taka such a threat to him that there should be a resurgence of Chai, so that they should rebuild the Beis Hamikdash. It was a tremendous threat. Whatever the pshat in that is, Lamaisa, he made a pseudo when he was convinced that Chai Yisrael was done, that we were not going back into Eretz Yisrael, and nothing, there was nothing doing. So If you think about that, that means that the Avera of being Nana in that Suda is Taka, a very Shvar Avera. That means that they participated in a celebration about their own Mapala and their own continued Mapala. And they participated in his statement of expressing that Klai Yisrael was done, and Klai Yisrael was never going to rebuild themselves. And we participated, Gufa, in that simcha of his. You see this, Grata, another place where you see this, that this was what Achashverosh was expressing. He wore, it says in the Gemara, he wore the big day kahuna, and he used the Klai Sharis. It's clear that that's what he was doing, but we've got a kesha to the parasha with that. But Al-Kopanim, he was making a statement of, you're done, and I'm the Malach, and that's it, you're finished. And we went and we participated with that. It's tremendous, tremendous Avera. It's Yitachin that the Avera of the Tzelem was related to that also. Mechlekes Rishonim, exactly what the Tzelem was, the Shita of the Rabbeinu Tam, is that the Tzelem was not Avodah Zarah. It was Stam, a statue, or a covet of Nebuchadnezzar, whatever it was, coming to explain why the Gemara says that Hanani Mishael Vazari had to have a whole Kal V'Chomer from the Tzfardea to not bow to the Tzelem. Why isn't the Pashat Yehorek Val Yavar Tzavay Dezara before Hesio? So Tosfos says because it wasn't Taka Avay Dezara. It was the opposite Indian of Kiddush Hashem. I don't know for sure, but it's Yitachin that the Chil Hashem was the same Chil Hashem. Here you have Nebuchadnezzar who put them into Galus. And you go and mishtachaveh to that statement of him and Golas. You're talking that it's a similar Indian. I'm not sure. So Bamas, there's a Masha that goes along similar lines. Masha and Bava Basra. There's the Gemara and Bava Basra by the very interesting Agadathas of Rabbi Barbachano. So he says, Omer Rav Chana Ziv Nechado, Azlino Besvinto. One second. I just lost the place here. Azlino Besvinto. They went on a boat. Bechazina Lehu Kavra. We saw a fish. The Yasva Lechalta Agabi. There was sand on the back. Apparently the fish said it was sitting in one place for a while. The Kodach Agmei Lovei. And things grew on the back of the fish. Savrina Yabeshte. We thought it was dry land. Vesalkinon. We got off the boat, Va'afinon, Ubashlinon, Agabe, we settled down, we started cooking and baking. V'karcham gabe, when the fish felt its back getting warm, it's hapech, it flipped over. So we ended up in the water. We loved to have a mikra v'svinto, if not for the ship that was right there, havatavina, we would have drowned. So the Maaseh Rabbi Barbar Chana says, happened there. So the Masha says that this Maaseh is a mashal. Says, Rabbi Anuki meha golos, doimin lahoylech besfino, beimke metulas yam hagolos. He explained that the days of golos are similar to going on a boat and the imke metulas yam hagolos. And what saves us in golos? Anuitzoylin kisvino, hamutarefes bayam. We're saved like the same way a ship is saved when it's being tossed around in the sea, which is saved only with tefillah and rachmei shemayim, like the Mishnah says in Kiddushin, hasaponin ruban chasidim. And Rashi says, because they're all, always in a matzav of sakana, libam nishbar, they have a different level of relying on the Ribbono Shel Olam, and always feeling dependent on the Ribbono Shel Olam, because they're kaseid in a matzav of sakana. And that gufa saves us and keeps us going in galus. And he says, v'omar chasidim lehu kaver, we saw a fish. He says, it's mazal dogim, which is Chodesh Adar, which is just after the Yimei HaGshamim, heading towards the Yimei HaNisan and the Yimei HaGeula. And we thought, he says, he was referring to the Malchus Madai, the time of Mordechai and Esther, where things had calmed down after the Chorban. And we thought that Tzamach Lanahu Mazla, Shu Samach L'Golas Nisan, we thought it was Yabeshtei, V'lek HaGolas. We thought that it was dry land, we're home, and there is no Golas. Pesalkinon va'afinon. He said we settled down and we settled in. We baked and we cooked. He says like this: Shnis Avri Yisrael bein ha'gayim. They mingled with the gayim. Ki'ilu einon begalos, as if they were not in galos. And they partook and they benefited and they enjoyed Suda Vachashverish. And then he says, then it got hot. What does that mean? He says that's a remez to in Nisan, which is the next Karcham Gabe. Gabe means the back, so it's in the next month is Nisan. And Nisan was the month that was the Gzeir was signed. Karcham Gabe means that the Nisan turned into an extreme heat, which he refers to as the Sakana of the Gzeir. And if we flipped over, and if not for the fact that we make of a Svinta, that if the Svina wasn't closed, we would have drowned. Meaning, Zakta Masha, if we wouldn't have returned to the attitude of Golos, we wouldn't have returned to the feeling of Sakana and the need to daven, and to beg Hashem for Achmei Shemayim, we Taka would have drowned. So Zakta Masha remes to this. We see clearly that he's saying it dropped different Knech, but the hate of the Suda Shel Achashverosh was expressing and feeling that we're not in Golos, that we're at home, that we're fine, and we're safe. You see, though, in the Mashal that what keeps us going, the only thing that keeps us going in Golos is good for the feeling of Golos. It's good for that feeling of Sakana, and the feeling of not being at home is good for what keeps us going. It's the only thing that we have to survive on in Golos. Before talking about Geula B'chlal, Pasha, to survival in the situation, Shtei in Mashal, Klar, just like on the boat, the Mishnah says that Safan Rubin Chasidim, they need to call out to the Rebbeinu Shlalom. That's Gufa, that feeling, Gufa keeps us going. And meaning, whatever was going on today, we tell ourselves sometimes, you know, we're talking in Golos. It's easier sometimes to forget about it. But the emphasis is that it's Gufa that keeps us going. And without that, Chas V'Shalom, but it's Gufa that keeps us going. And we should be Zeichem, it's Hashem, to come to the tree Abasha, to the Gula Shnayim here.